Well, you've heard of the blob. That's the pool of warmer-than-normal water that wreaked havoc on fish and wildlife populations in the North Pacific, including in the Gulf of Alaska. After several years, the blob is gone. But to the north in the Bering Sea, temperatures are still way above normal. And as Nat Herz with Alaska's Energy Desk reports, scientists are trying to figure out what the lingering heat means for some of the world's largest commercial fisheries.
The Bering Sea produces nearly half of the United States' annual catch of fish and shellfish. That's one reason scientists are looking closely at the warm temperatures there. Phyllis Stabenow is an oceanographer in Seattle with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration.
The Bering Sea is an extremely productive ecosystem that produces immense amounts of commercial fish for the U.S. And that's part of NOAA's mission, is to manage these type of things.
In the winter, vast expanses of ice also help insulate coastal villages from storms. And the ice can be a platform for subsistence hunters searching for seals and walrus. Except that last winter, there was far less ice in the Bering Sea than scientists have ever seen. Part of the reason was that the water was abnormally warm. Remember the blob, the North Pacific heat wave? It's gone now, and temperatures south of the Bering Sea have cooled off. But in the Bering Sea, they haven't. John Walsh is chief scientist at the International Arctic Research Center in Fairbanks.
The blob has essentially faded away. Water temperatures are pretty close to normal in that region. But what happened is that some of the water during the blob warm period spilled into the Bering Sea region. That heat that was picked up in the Bering Sea has not gone away.
Walsh was part of a group of scientists that published a paper earlier this year on Alaska ocean warmth. They think the blob's presence contributed initially to warming in the Bering Sea. But the Bering Sea has also warmed independently from the blob, thanks to persistent winds from the south. And without as much sea ice, which reflects sunlight, temperatures can climb even higher. Scientists aren't sure exactly what the changes will mean for fish, but they're trying to figure it out, in part because the Bering Sea is home to some of the world's most lucrative fisheries, like pollock, which you can buy at McDonald's. The search? Researchers want to know how Bering Sea temperatures will affect the $400 million annual pollock catch and other species. Scientists initially thought pollock would thrive in warmer water, but it turns out the heat may not be so good for pollock's food, a type of plankton. As water temperatures change, researchers are also seeing shifts in which species are found where. Here's Stabenow, the NOAA scientist.
What we've discovered is the ecosystem is always more complicated than we think. It's like playing chess. You can't just look at one attack. You have to look at everything. We do know there will be winners and there will be losers if the system changes enough. But we can't say who they are at this point.
The paper published this year says the warmer Bering Sea temperatures can't be explained without human-caused climate change, just like the blob in the Gulf of Alaska. But some of the warmth also appears to stem from natural variation. For Alaska's Energy Desk in Anchorage, I'm Nat Herz.